cliffcentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man, and we're back. Yeah, it's another beautiful Wednesday, and it's another great, great show of G-Man the Ad-Man out here on cliffcentral.com. I mean, for those of you who know, well, you know that we used to share the premises with our friends at Touch HD, and they used to be Touch Central. They're now rebranded to Touch HD, and now they've kind of vacated to their new premises, which is very cute and all very kind of cool. But it also means that, you know, we are back in the good big studio. So I'm very, very happy. I mean, I was here last week as well, but I was kind of, you know, it was the emotion had taken over me. You know what I mean? So I'm very happy to be in the big studio again. The old desk. You know what I mean? For those of you who don't know what that means, it doesn't really matter what that means. It just means that I'm back to the old place. So yeah, it's exciting stuff. It's exciting stuff. I'm feeling like, you know, the Hollywoodness of this whole thing is back again. But yeah, it's been exciting, man. It's been a fantastic week of advertising. I've got some great guests with me today. I'm gonna be speaking to one person, and then after that, I'm gonna be speaking to my guests. But you're gonna get to meet them later. You know what's cool about it is the fact that, you know, this show, I know, is about branding and advertising. But these people kind of started out in the world of advertising and branding, and have ventured onto big things, you know. But you know, advertising and branding never actually leaves you. So I'm sure there are remnants of all that love for advertising and branding that still exist in their new space. But we'll chat about that. We'll chat about that in a little bit. So, yeah, hey, it's been an amazing week. There's been some big news announcements. If you're following me on Twitter and on Facebook, on Twitter that's at Blaxem, it's at BLAXEM, that's on Twitter, and also at cliffcentral.com. Also on Facebook, you can follow me, that's Grant Toilet. Grant, it's G-R-A-N-T, what? S-I-T-H-O-L-E. Yeah, that's right. But also, that's cool. So what I wanted you to know is that, oh yeah, this is why I was telling you about the big studio. We've got the phone back. So you know, for the past couple of months, I've been talking about you can call us, you know, and I've had to do more work, you know, I've had to run my mouth a bit more, which I don't exactly mind. But now you can call me again, you know. And we've had some amazing phone calls before on the show, and I'm hoping that we can bring back that element of the show, because I feel like, you know, the more you chat to me, the more that you chat to my guests, the more we can, you know, there's some questions that I'll never get to that I'm hoping that you guys can have for the guests and some comments. So you can hit me up at 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. How exciting is that? Huh? We're back, guys. It's like 2017. The phones are working. Ain't that some shit? So it's exciting. Like I said, I mean, I've got a fantastic interview lined up with a guy I like to call the John Wick of advertising, the Baba Yaga of advertising. But we'll chat about that in a little bit. But right now, let's go through some of the news. So, Heineken, after that whole debacle with, I don't think they made that ad because of that debacle. I think it just so happened to that the ad came out after the Pepsi ad, right? So, Heineken came out with that ad. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's all over the internet with that guy, with the conversations that happened between people who would normally not agree on stuff, right? So like extremists. So you have in the one scenario that I can remember, there is a lady who is a huge feminist, and there's one guy who has very like anti-feminist views on things, right? But the premise of the entire campaign is that these people don't get to know this about each other in the very beginning, and then they go through this process of like, you know, like it's almost like an obstacle course and the stuff that they build together, and ultimately they build a bar counter that ends up with two beers on top of it, and the whole thing is let's have the conversation over a beer. And then like, and then at the end of that, what happens is they reveal the videos, you know, of these people. Like, so the one is a transgender. I don't know what the right terminology is, and I'm trying not to say the wrong shit here. So the one is of transgender. Is that right? Yeah, it's transgender. And then it's another guy who has extreme views about gender and stuff like that. So then they end up speaking over this bear, and then they have the choice, sorry, to say, do you want to have a conversation about our differences and our views over a beer, or do you want to just walk away? And I think that was really cool. I mean, there are different views about it also on social media, but I thought it was really cool. It was a really cool organic way to weave the brand into that, because it's also exactly how people consume beer, right? A bunch of people. I mean, I'm sure you've gone to a bar and bumped into a stranger and ended up having a fat conversation about everything and anything. Some of them go very well. Some of them end up with you going home with them, and some of them end up, you know what I mean? yeah. But I think that the premise of the brand kind of weaving itself into conversations makes perfect sense to me. So well done to those guys. I know that it's an international, it's kind of international campaign. So well done to those people. But like I said, I know that there are varying views about this. So hit me up on Twitter, or give me a phone call about that if you have any opinions about that. Because some people are saying, you know, it's just as bad as the Pepsi ad, because, you know, and some people are saying, no, it is better. So let me get your view. I want to get your view on all that. But before we carry on, what you heard when the show started was Getza. By Doc Shebeleza. Courtesy of Mr. Mzikumalo. Shout out to Mr. Mzikumalo. Thank you so much, the original tattoo, for excellent choice in music there. I got Mabutu Zege, who's with us on Twitter, says, Bakfaga gets Geza. Nothing wrong, Mapogoto. Nothing wrong, poi. Anyway, but yeah, so that's the Heineken conversation. And then, like, you know, we've been chatting about this in studio as well before the show started. And is it just me, or has the catfishing? The catfishing has just gone like crazy on Facebook. Like, is it just me, or like of the request for catfishing just like gone crazy, right? There's like one or two pictures every day. There's like a new picture of like some girl who's alone in her photo, and she's got like she's cupping her boobs. You know what I mean? And then you know, the mind being as curious as it is, you get in there, and not me per se. But I'm just saying, generally, this is what the people do. Not me per se, but this is what the people do. People click into these photos. And then it turns out this person, you know, is going to... You know what I'm going to do, actually? I'm going to take a step back. Let me introduce you guys to my guests who are in the studio right now. And I want them to... Jabu, slow down. So I want us to get into the conversation about this catfishing thing a little bit before we actually get into what they do and all that. So, you know, especially being creative people, you kind of all think that traveling is something that only happens to you when the agency gets to pay for you to go to Cannes, you know? when the agency like pays for you to go to Cannes or to DNA deal, only when you get the opportunity to go and judge somewhere overseas are you going to travel. You know, also because we don't get paid a lot, you know? Or we do get paid quite a bit, but we also, you know, we swipe tequilas with our mind. So I've got two ladies with me in this studio today. I've got a lady that I worked with like at my very 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 first job back in the day when I was an intern at FCB. I mean, this is a long time ago. And in fact I encountered both of them at that very place. Yeah. So I've got Ms. Jawile Kwapa with me, and I've got Ms. Sophie Marohanya. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, what's up? Are you guys well?
We're good.
Yeah. So I want us to, before we get, I need you guys to come closer to the mics.
Okay.
Yeah. So before we get into what you guys do and what the Travel Bug Stockfell is and how it's going to change the lives of all the creatives, I think that it's important that I just wanted to get into this catfishing thing, right? So people catfish, right? Like I said, like I explained to you guys earlier, right? So these people, like, they pretend to be someone. And then, you know, and then you, if you've seen the TV show, then, like, it always ends in the same way. Like, then they open the door, they find this person from across the country, and they open the door, and it turns out this person was not the person in the photo, right? And it's been, like, on the rise and on social media. Has anything like this ever happened to you guys? Like, have you ever had, like a stranger, because, or maybe you're just better people than me, where you don't accept strangers on Facebook? Has this kind of thing ever happened to you guys?
I've never experienced anything like that.
Really? No. You've never experienced catfishing?
No. I've seen it on TV, but yeah. I've never experienced it.
So let me tell you, like I said, I mean, not that I have, I mean, this is also from conversations I've had at bars with other people. You know, they've told me how
not you.
Not me at all.
Yeah,
I don't know, I'm too smart to be catfished. Because I also watched the TV show. Yeah. Oh yes, that is actually right, Jabu. Yeah. So can people catfish on Tinder as well, don't they?
I'm writing Tinder down because Sophie forced me to go on Tinder the other time. swipe left, swipe right.
Okay. Maybe this conversation is going a bit too far for no reason. Okay, hold on. So here's where I was going with this, right? That is it. Do we think that brands also at some point catfish us? Right? Do you think that at some point, like, brands come across as one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, like I think that something like what happened with Pepsi is a catfish of some kind. So you kind of go, I've loved this brand. This brand felt like it's always felt like, you know, it has a certain view on life. And then, boom, one day
they go and do what they did,
and you're like, yeah. But this was like, you know, a major catfish because, you know, you made me believe that you were one person. You made me fall in love with you.
Yeah.
And then, Kante, you know, you come in and you can do a sex pest.
I don't know if it was catfishing with Pepsi. I think it was more of a tactical error.
Yeah.
They just took it too far and in the wrong direction.
So, hold on. I having Jabu in the studio, guys, is great because she doesn't have a small handwriting. So every time she writes something down, I can see it on this side. So
Upside down.
Yeah, upside down.
Well done.
So, but is it that thing? Is catfishing, because it's pretty much false advertising.
Yeah,
it is that, right?
Yeah.
So every time you advertise something that you're not,
yeah,
it's catfishing, is it not?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's what it got me to, that false advertising.
Yeah.
So most of you guys have been catfishing out there without even knowing it. So well done, you are a catfisher. You the person out there in the street. So yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. Anyway. So we're at that point in the show where I said, I promised you that I've got a phone call that I'm gonna be doing with somebody of really high importance. There's been news on high rotation in the past couple of days, and I mean a lot of us just kind of went, whoa, that is big news, that is incredible news, and that was the news of one Neo Mashego being appointed as a creative partner at MNC Saatchi Able. Yes. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
Oh, dude! Awesome. What the hell, man? That's insane, man. I mean, how big is that? I mean, how big do you guys think that is?
That is huge. I mean, transformation has always been an issue in this industry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, him being there is basically representing
man.
The African child.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Opening doors for the others that
it's
are
possible.
Coming behind.
That's right. That's right.
Like, more real, that it is actually possible.
I think that is so dope.
That's awesome.
I think that is absolutely, absolutely dope. So we're trying to get Neo on the line right now, and to see if he can have a chat with us. I don't know if we already have him. I don't know, because also, like, this whole thing also says that, like, you know, one of the first words is that based out of Cape Town. Hey? And I mean, we know what that means to me, right? It says based out of Cape Town. So I think we've got Neo on the line. Let's check. OT?
Hey!
No, Mashego. How are you there, sir?
Ah, OT.
It's nice, OT, eh? You're living your life like it's golden, eh?
Yeah, I can see the mountain and I can see the ocean. What do you want? What can one ask for?
You're done with the life of JXK, eh?
Yeah, my days with JXK are over, my man.
That's insane, my man. Well, first of all, OT, no, Mashego, my man. Huge congratulations, huge congratulations, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of people out there when I say, oh my fuck. But tell us, what does this mean, Papa? What does this mean?
It means that I'm going to be working my ass off.
It means you're going to be working your ass off. but I mean, that's
like,
the only way you know
like
how.
Like you normally do around this time.
Yeah.
So For me, it's just like it's a great opportunity to like influence lots of brands and lots of people, business. You know, it's going to be like the one of those roles that will like be teaching me and I'll be learning a lot.
Yeah,
stretching me, and also there'll be a lot of growth for me personally.
That's insane,
and,
man.
It will allow me to have some, you know, like great impact.
That's so dope, man.
At a much bigger scale.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah.
Is that what it feels like though? That does it feel like this is at a scale bigger than in any other places you've been at before? Because before this you were ECD at Ogilvy, and before that you were ECD at FCB. Is this kind of, does it feel like it's this role is slightly bigger?
It is. It does feel it's much bigger because it's like this at this point it's a group role, which
yeah.
is like
nothing wrong group role.
Taking care of more businesses,
yeah.
And also I think MNC Saatchi, the other big difference is that you directly work with the businesses, and like everyone that you deal with is set like in the next office.
That's right.
Know? And you're not asking for permission that has to go through 20 emails and
yeah,
you know, a person you've never met.
Yeah, I know. I know the thing you're talking about. I know it very well. And yeah. When we used to make 1,000 phone calls to move a phone from one side of the office to the other.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but yeah, I hear now they like counting how much paper you print out. So, I'm not gonna be dealing with that.
Okay, that's
so
fantastic.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah,
T.
I think, yeah.
It says here, based out of Cape Town, his primary role will be to help build the MNC Saatchi group of companies by partnering with Gordon Ray and Adam Weber and within the MNC Saatchi Able group and all that. So does this mean you live in Cape Town now, Neil? Is this what it means?
Yeah, baby.
Heaven. Heaven.
Yes. I'm in Cape Town right now.
But does this mean that you're going to be permanently there?
Yeah.
Heaven. So you've moved towns.
Yay.
Yeah, guys, you know what?
Grant,
yeah.
Grant, Cape Town is just 2 hours away.
No,
so don't worry. Anything. You know, like, we live in a global world.
That's right.
You know,
of Skype.
Yeah, I don't have to be driving all the time to engage with people, you know, to have impact around the world.
That's right. That's right, but you know, I say this on the show a lot. You know how for me the Cape Town conversation has always been a big thing. You know, like I've always felt that, you know, there's always been Joburg advertising and Cape Town advertising. And for me, I mean, I'm excited by that. You know, this is not fear or worry, OT. This is me being really, really excited by the fact that, you know, I feel like the more important conversations now are going to start happening there in the peninsula. Do you think that influence, you know, is going to extend beyond just MNC Saatchi? Do you see your influence on the game extending beyond just the walls of where you work and into that industry in the part of the world completely?
Yes, I think I've always seen myself like contributing to the country wherever I am. You know, it's not just about where I work.
That's what's up.
What I do is like for the rest of the country, you know.
Some
people choose like politics,
yeah,
some people choose medicine, and this is what I chose.
Yeah,
in terms of like influencing the country and adding and contributing to the greater good of all Azanians.
There we go. And it feels like advertising can be both those things. Advertising can be both medicine and politics sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you're right at home.
Yeah,
that's great, man. So tell us what this means for I See a Different You. Does that mean that you know, does this scoop up the entire establishment and take it to Cape Town, or like you said, you know, this is 2017, things can operate remotely.
Everything can operate remotely. I See a Different You has been operating globally.
That's what's up.
Since it started.
Boom.
You know?
So boom. In fact, that was a shots fired. Yeah, that's right.
I See a Different You continues to continues to do what it does.
Yeah.
And it's still a very big part of my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not neglecting or jumping ship or anything like that.
Oh, that's dope. Okay, that's fantastic.
It's allowing, I think there's there's a lot of things that I have that I want to try out and do.
That's what's
in
up.
In terms of how we can influence the language in the advertising space.
Yeah, that is so, dope, man.
This position will allow me to do that.
That is really, really cool. So tell me, I mean, I don't know whether you've already had a briefing session or has it just still been like, you know, cupcakes in the morning and people clapping when you walk in. But have you, what is your first kind of duty? What's your first role that you're going to have to play when you get out there? What's your first task?
Yeah, right now I'm working on a new brand.
Oh, okay.
The bank.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. So a brand new bank.
Yeah.
Launching in the country. So I'm already in meetings and brainstorm session.
Yeah. So you're getting stuck in from jump.
Yeah.
That is beautiful,
right,
man.
There, my hands steady.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. I mean, a couple of months ago, we heard that Avatar and MNC Saatchi are kind of, you know, are holding hands. I mean, it says that one part has bought a piece of, and I don't want to get too technical about it, but does this mean that you're also going to be working closer with the guys from Avatar up here in Joburg and kind of also down there in Cape Town?
Yes, I'll basically be working with everyone who's part of the MNC Saatchi group.
That,
you know,
beautiful.
And Avatar is one of the people that I think that they've got an interesting story, and I can't wait to hop on that.
That is so dope, man. That is so dope. Mm-hmm. Oti, hey, man, congratulations, man. This is really, really big news, and I think that a lot of people are excited for you, and a lot of people are just excited for the fact that some dope things are about to happen down there because of you being down there. And I mean, knowing you, I know that there are going to be some hard conversations that happen down there. So I'm really, really proud of you, OT. And I think a lot of us, I can't wait to see what that manifests into. Is there anything you want us to know before we let you go right now, OT? Anything? No?
No. Just give thanks,
man. Yeah.
I feel the love and the trust that people have in you.
Yeah, that's right. No, because there's a lot of it. Eh?
Yeah. So, I hope I'll do an amazing work and like create more opportunities for other people.
Yeah. All right. No, fantastic, OT. Thanks so much for hanging out with us for a little bit. I'm going to be down there in a couple of weeks, and I will have to catch up with you so we can have a proper conversation. But once again, thanks so much and congratulations to you, OT. I think big things only are one.
Yeah.
Him fire still. That's your boy, Mr. Neo Mashego, hanging out in Cape Town. Like he said, you know, it's not that he's lost to Joburg, you know. This country is you know, there are wires and things that keep us connected. And I think that I'm just excited for the fact that, you know, it means that there's some dope things happening in Cape Town. And you know, in collaboration with people like Tiriso Ranga got down there, I'm excited for what that means. And I'm excited for how the conversation down there can change. Not that he hasn't been influencing the national conversation from up here, because if you know him, you know, when he says him fire still, you know that it's because he started a few fires. So congratulations to Neo Mashego out there. I mean, ladies, I mean, how does that sound? I mean, I think that I'm excited personally. How do you guys feel about that? It's okay, not all at once. They're nervous. They're so overwhelmed. No. That's the entire thing. but it's okay. It's okay. I won't put you guys on the spot. Anyway, thanks so much, OT. And we'll be chatting again soon. Beautiful stuff. So okay, excellent. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna move on. I'm gonna move on to chatting about the ladies and the guests that are in the studio with me today. After all that fanfare in the phone, you know, like I said, the phone call thing makes me excited. You know, I'm so happy to be back in this studio. We can make phone calls. So I'm really excited. I'm calming myself down now. Let's relax. Let's bring it all the way back down to Eddie Makosonke Zondi. May his soul rest in peace. Thanks. Yo, Sophie, you gotta be like that. Thank you. So let's chat about you guys. So the ladies who are in studio with me today represent an organization. I'm going to call it an organization for now, right? Called the Travel Bug Stockvel, right? Now I'm very, very excited to hear about this, because like travel for me, like I said, I mean, and for creatives a lot, like it's doesn't, it never comes up. You know, and you know, to be honest with you, for black folk as well, you know, for black folk, travel is going to go see your uncle in Pipi Rust. You know what I mean? when you go and bother your relatives during school holidays. Yeah. And I feel like this sounds to me like it's an opportunity for other people to learn more about that. So creatives, this is for you. You know, travel is not just going to the Lurie's and going to Africa Pen. Yeah, and those of you guys who went to Africa Pen, yeah, we're watching. I'm looking at your eyes. It seems they're still dilated pupils. Anyway, so tell me what Travel Bug Stockfell is about.
Well, Grant, we really love the premise of the show because it talks about creativity, and as you know, that we've got a creative background.
That's right.
So we've used a creative background to lead us to find a solution to make traveling accessible to people.
I like that.
And
I like that.
While we're doing this, we do it because we have a love and a passion for travel. Yeah. I mean, we've traveled together to a couple of places. Yeah.
Like including Ken. You see, you don't need your agency, guys. You don't need your agency to send you to Ken.
Absolutely. You know, and so with that, we found that, we want to travel more, but then the money is not always available.
That's right.
At that time.
Yeah.
And the discipline,
or the friends are not always there to travel with you.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. And also the discipline to save that money as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's all good and well that we'd like to travel, but it's the funds that make it possible.
So is that what it is? And I guess this is where you guys explain to me exactly how it works. Is that what it is? Are we all like always pulling money together and then like going to a thing at some point in the year?
Yes, it is like that, but it's more than just about pulling together money for yourself to go and travel.
Yeah.
Yes, we help you save collectively with other people that you don't really know, but then it's people that are like-minded, that have the same goals as you.
Right.
So yes, we help you save as a collective.
But you also find travel snobs.
But you also find travel buddies. I wouldn't call them snobs.
Okay,
I call them travel buddies.
Travel buddies.
People
I hear you.
Have been bitten by the travel bug.
Yeah. That's right.
Hence
that's
you're saying that you saving for a similar goal with like-minded people.
Yeah. Okay. So is there like an itinerary? You know what I mean? Is it like, you know, hey, this quarter we're going to this place, next quarter we're going to this place? Or is this something that I could just be a part of, just jump on and say, guys, my plan is that I want to go to Rome, and then just like jump on? Like, how does it work? How does that whole thing work?
We have a set trip
for
September.
Okay.
That we've started planning for and have
recruited
people to go on this first trip with us.
Yeah.
But having said that, if you are an individual who wants to do something by yourself or with your own group of friends, we accommodate those people as well.
That is dope. That is so dope.
What it is, Grant, is that it is a year of inception, right?
Yeah.
So we've got two trips, like Sophie had mentioned. So we're looking at one which is in Europe, and we're also looking one that is in our own continent as well.
Dope.
So we don't want to do the whole go discover out there, whereas you don't know about home.
That's
background.
Right.
And
that's
in
right.
terms of how we pick the destinations, is places that we have been to and loved, and hope to have, you know, shared that experience with a whole lot more people.
That's dope.
And we do it on Insta, you know, and then it's more like, oh, I wish I was there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Now you definitely can be there.
That is fantastic.
No more FOMO, hey?
Okay, but here's what I don't know. So how many countries have you two been to collectively, like put together?
Geez, collectively put together.
Wow.
Okay, how many countries have you been to, Chabu?
I've been to Paris. Well, not as in countries. I can't remember the cities. I've been to Tuscany, the region itself. So Florence, Cinque Terre. I've been to US. I've been to Dubai.
Yeah.
I've been to Zanzibar. I can't remember. Sorry, it's a trick question.
You should see the look on her face when she says all this stuff. It's like man, this list exactly.
Yeah, I'm running out of fingers, but I want to do more. Which is why this
trip is
not. Oh, I'm going to Vietnam. Yes.
Oh, that's dope.
Tomorrow.
You're going to Vietnam tomorrow.
Yeah.
Huge shout out. Guys, you know what I mean? Like, you know, she's going to Vietnam tomorrow. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. I ask you that because to me, you sound like the kind of people that... No, wait. Sophie, you have to tell us which countries you've been to.
Oh, I've been to New York.
Yeah.
London, Paris, Portofino.
Yeah.
Florence.
See, there it is. That's what I'm saying. Like I want to know that the people who are putting something like this together are people like I can say, these guys are not like they're not chancing. You know what I mean? Like they've done this before. But what have you guys found has been the biggest challenge with people? Kind of like why is it that people have not done this before? Why do you think that is?
because they think that it's not accessible. They think that they can't afford it.
Right.
There you're going to Paris and people are like, ooh, but
yes.
And this is the whole point of travel back stock for.
That's right.
Traveling wherever you want to go in the world is not about, it shouldn't, the reason for you not going anywhere shouldn't be about money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. I like that.
And our philosophy is that traveling is not just merely spending money carelessly.
Okay.
It's investing in yourself. You know, there
that's
is
right.
that
hello, boom, I like that. I like that.
That happens. So you actually will have a return on investment in the experience that you're going to get from it.
Yeah, and the memories that you bring with when you come back and that you're gonna have for forever.
And you know what I do agree with is the idea of the travel bug. You know, like, and I think a lot of people you know, like, it's one of those things that you have to have done it once for you to feel like, damn it, I have to do that again. Mm. And I think something like this introduces people to their first time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, what's important for me is the idea of the saving, right? Because also, like you said, a lot of people, when you say, I'm going overseas, and they go, how much money does this person have?
Yeah.
Forgetting that there is actually a saving process in there. You know what I mean? So if you guys had to like partner with any kind of like financial institutions in order to kind of to make this happen?
No, we haven't. We're doing it ourselves, and we're doing it with the people that are on this journey with us.
That's so dope.
So in terms of that, you ask about the money part of it.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, just talking to a friend, and they realized that actually, you know, this putting away money is like a weekend outing. You know, just give up some of those weekend outings.
Yeah, Kandari.
And, you know, and put that money away. And as we're saying, you know, this year is our inception year.
Yeah.
So saving that money towards that trip is quicker than next year. So what we're doing right now is planning the next big trip for next year now, so that you don't even feel it. You know, so it's like you're putting away like a grand here, a grand there. By the time it's next year, September, the sun is out in Europe or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't even feel it.
It
wasn't a sacrifice. It's just money that's just out there accumulating for
and
your trip.
And the drink that you have been skipping on, you can have.
You can actually have it overseas.
Exactly.
That's how I see it as well. You know, like every time I'm like, I've had to like go, ish, you know what? Yeah, maybe let's like not go out today, because then I envision the going out in another town.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because then it makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I want to take another step back, because like I said, you guys, I mean, I met you guys both at FCB a very long time ago. I mean, let's not get specific. But
like a decade.
it's been a while. But and you guys speak about how your creative influence kind of has brought this along. But I want to go all the way back, because you know, I know you guys, but the listeners don't.
Yeah.
Like so tell me about you guys. Where did this whole thing start with you guys? I'm not saying it's a travel bug thing, but like getting into creativity and getting into the creative industry, and then morphing into the people who came into doing this. So let's start with you, Chabu. Tell us, where are you from? What do you where's the hood that says I know that girl? I know the girl.
The hood that says I know that girl is the Easter End.
shout out the Easter End. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely, it's the Easter End.
Yeah.
And I went to Vega, and that's where I met Sophie.
Yeah.
And we started working on campaigns together. You know, those late night campaigns that prepare you for the ad world.
Yeah.
And you go for the brand challenge to present, and they look at you and tear up your work, or they really love it. You know, so we spent a lot of time working together.
Yeah, at Vega.
At Vega
right.
during the night. But we've never worked together in one agency.
Right.
As a team. But the work ethic that we had working together in brand challenge campaigns,
that's
you know,
right,
brought us together.
That's dope.
Because I mean, yes, being friends with someone is something else, but then the work ethic also comes through in partnerships.
I'm sure a lot of us can attest to that. It's also the dynamic between the art direct and copyright. It can work, and then it cannot work. So tell us, Sophie, where are you from?
I'm from Orlando West.
Hello, shout out London. What's going on? Yeah.
And yeah, I met Jabu at Vega.
Yeah.
We interned together at FCB.
Yeah.
I think that's where we all met.
That is where we all met.
Yeah, years ago.
Years ago, yeah.
And yeah, like she said, we've never actually worked together in the industry, but we've worked in the industry at separate times.
Yeah.
But another point is that we've traveled together before even Travel Bug Stuffle was a thing. So we've always, we've been to different countries together.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's really cool. And then obviously, you know, then what happens after that is you kind of, you know, you evolve into these people who also have bills to pay, right? So your careers grow and whatever. And you go into other spheres. I don't know, can you guys talk about where you work now? No? No?
Sure.
Yeah.
We both started off as creatives. Yeah. I was a copywriter.
Yeah.
And then from there, I moved on to the dark side.
Yeah.
Which was being account management.
There
we go. And then I moved on to a darker side, the client side of things, you know.
Oh,
and funny enough, with that progression, when I moved into account management, I thought, oh, I'm going to be doing nothing, going seeing clients all day, coming in and writing those briefs and going home early and not working on pitches and things, you know.
It was
so different. Yeah. It really
What
really
agency were you at at that point?
Sorry?
What agency did you work at?
I was at the Jupiter Drawing Room.
Hello. What's up? Shout out Jupiter Drawing Room. What's up? Yeah.
And then I moved on to the client side of things, and it's a whole lot more work.
Oh, actually, really? Yeah.
You know, and I'm really starting to appreciate the 360 of everything, and you appreciate what everyone does because they bring something.
Have you started
to the
appreciating
party.
The agencies a bit more?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because we pull the all-nighters together. It's a partnership, really.
That's dope.
That's what.
That's
it
really
is.
Cool. I like that. And yourself, Sophie?
I had a similar journey as Jabu.
Yeah. Also, you guys are defectors, eh?
We are we are on this journey, but on same direction, different parts.
That's right.
We're going to the same place.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also started as a creative. I started as a graphic designer.
Oh, okay.
I didn't last very long.
It's hard in the streets, guys. It's
tough
in the
streets.
No, it was
too much for me. I just couldn't take... I think it was the rejection of people rejecting your work and all that.
Yeah.
A little sensitive like that.
I think we all know one thing or two about that,
And then I went into client server side as well.
Yeah.
Did that for a while and moved on to the client side as well. Which is where I'm currently at. And like Jabu said, when you are on the client side, you really do start to appreciate the agency and the work that goes into what they have to do and what they have to produce.
That's right.
But funny enough, I find that when people move on to the client side,
they
really do become the client.
Oh, is it? What do you mean by that?
Circumstances just force you
to become a different person.
Become a different person.
Okay.
But because you know where you come from, you do sympathize. And somehow you get to that middle ground where you...
Yeah.
You know what you need to do and
but,
you know what they can do
but now,
beyond
now I'm
what they can
but now,
actually do.
But now I'm interested. So can you see yourself changing? Can you feel yourself changing from I used to be on the receiving end of this and now I dish it out. Is there something, is there a metamorphosis that you can feel?
I think you do change.
Yeah.
But for me personally, you do change.
Yeah.
But you still remember.
Yeah.
What, like how the things work in an agency.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like I try not to become...
The client that you used to not like.
The client that I used to not like. And it's a conscious effort that
and
I
you know the excuses.
Yeah. But you see, but that's the thing, you know, and I think it's a big thing that a lot of us struggle with, especially with people who used to be inside the agency and now you've gone over to the other side. Now we're like, how? But Mutomudim, you know how things work on this side. But you use that as your weapon. You kind of go, guys, but I know Radio Sport takes 2 days. It does not take 2 days. And you know it doesn't take 2 days, but now you're like, but I know the systems, you know? And is that something that you guys use a lot? Is that a thing you find yourself saying a lot in meetings? Or is that like unethical to say, I know how it works?
You know, it's just respecting each other's trade, really.
Yeah.
There's a way of saying it without really, you know, being diplomatic.
A rose by any other name, huh?
It's still got thorns.
You guys are terrible.
No, but what we've done with all those learnings, you know, we try to use them for good. And that good is coming up with the business that we have right now, you know. So just to keep our creative outlet going.
That's right.
This is where we pour it on into, you know. So,
and I guess that's where I was going. That's where I was going. I was like, so essentially, like, then Travel Bug Stockville becomes your side hustle, right? And I think that a lot of people, like, the idea of the side hustle has become so commonplace that it doesn't actually shock anyone anymore. You know, everyone's just like, in fact, it shocks people when you don't have a side hustle.
Yes.
Right? Do you find that you Don't you ever find that you're spreading yourself thin? Do you not feel like you're spreading yourself thin with the love for the side hustle and the love for the main hustle?
If you love it that much, you will spread yourself thin and even thinner.
And it'll work, right?
And then what do I say? Do what you love and you'll never?
That's right.
Work a day in your life.
That's right.
It's work, but it's inherent in what you do.
It's what we love to do. So
that's great.
Passion.
So do you guys ever envision at some point your side chick being your main chick?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Is that the plan? Is the plan for the side chick to become the main chick?
You know, what we say is that if we could travel for a living,
yeah,
we would do it.
I think that's exactly what you guys are heading for here. You know what I mean? You're putting a
profession. But with other people.
Yeah.
With other people. It's not just us always wanting to be somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just like taking people with us.
That's
and
right.
Making it like a culture. Because traveling is a cultural thing.
That's
when
right.
You go to a different place, you learn different things.
It turns
you into a different person.
That's right.
Because of the things that you learn when you're there. And you become more accommodating as a person.
Yeah.
You learn to live with people.
That's right.
People.
Yep. Somebody outside was, Lucas actually, was asking me. He was saying, so does this mean I get to travel with a bunch of strangers who might get to leave me in bars when I've had a lot to drink? And I said, you know what, Lucas, maybe that's what you need. You know, maybe that's what you need in order to grow, is to get people to leave you in bars. Is that what happens a lot? Does it have the Kon-Tiki feel where you're traveling with a bunch of strangers and then, you know, you just get to build relationships?
I went on a solo-cation.
Okay.
2 years ago.
Solo-cation.
Solo-cation.
That's
where
right.
I traveled for the first time by myself.
Right.
I went to Paris, the south of France.
Yeah.
And Italy.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah, and?
And I made more friends.
Ah.
That way than I do when I travel with other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And what was also interesting was that people are more receptive.
Right. When you're by yourself.
When you're by yourself.
Well, you know, with
I don't
a group
know if
of people who look intimidating.
For me or what. But people were just so much more nicer.
Yeah.
And like, I found it easier to approach people and to talk to people.
Yeah.
And they were accepting of me. And
that's
they,
dope.
Yeah. So
do you guys think that like people should view you guys as almost like a travel agent? So as like, if I feel like I want to go to Morocco later in the year, can I just come to you guys and say, guys, I need you guys to help me put together a package that for me to go to Morocco. Is that a thing? How would that work?
Jabu can take you through that.
Okay, Jabu, take me through that.
We certainly can do that. But earlier we had mentioned that we prefer places that we have been to.
Yeah.
But we don't want to close ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, so we can help you through that journey.
So could you help me in my saving journey as well? So like, if I kind of go, okay, it's going to cost me this much. So you know what I mean?
Yes.
But how far does that help extend? You know, that's how I was asking about the banks earlier. Do you guys have some kind of like a special rate, or is it just the fact that you've done this before, so you can just hold my hand through the process?
We literally do everything for you.
Oh, dope.
But we don't, like, you know, do your visas and
that shit you need to do your damn
self. We'll give you tips and all the things that you need to do.
Yeah.
But you will still be able to save with us. So if you say you give us a timeline, it's now, this is when I want to go wherever.
That's right.
So we'll work it out for you.
Yeah.
How much you'll need to put in every month, and then by a certain time
you should be able to get
this much, and then by this time then you're able to go into your trip. So you would have saved.
Yeah.
We would have saved for your flight tickets,
yeah,
accommodation, the stuff that you get to do when
activities.
You're the activities that you do in the countries.
That's dope. That's really, really cool. I like that so much, because a lot of it, what's intimidating a lot of the time is stuff like that. And I'm like, how am I going to find activities, guys? I'm just me. I've been sitting in the office the whole day. How am I going to find what to do?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I've got, you know, we get a lot of love from our friends across in Botswana. So shout out my Botswana Massive. What's going on? And Calvin Busilong has just actually told his friend Tumiso Mabusela that he would love the travel stock film. So I think it would be really cool. And have you guys ever thought about wait, somebody else here. LM Wonder says travel bug Stockfell is the future. So I think you guys are getting a lot of love out there. Have you ever thought about, and I guess it also goes back to what Neo was saying, that, you know, everything is so connected. Do you think you could connect somebody who is in Botswana? Do you think you could hook somebody up who's in another part of the world?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We the internet has made anything possible.
That's right.
You could talk to someone who's in another country about them coming to South Africa.
That's
you could
right.
talk to someone who's in Botswana about them wanting to go to wherever.
That's right.
So the connection is never a problem.
Okay, dope. So Kelvin, I hope you and Mr. Mabusela there got that. Hit the ladies up. Hit the ladies up at the Travel Bug Stockville and find that out. Because I think it's a really, really dope thing. And I'm sure it must be amazing to watch that look on someone's face who's never traveled before. You know what I mean? You just kind of watch them go, wow, I get to drink elsewhere.
We love that look.
But what are some of the stories? I mean, I'm sure you guys must have like some interesting stories of people like on their first travel trip.
I'm going to talk about my you first
can
travel trip.
Listen, you can tell us anything. This is cliffcentral.com, you know what I mean? So nothing is off limits, you know what I mean? If these people went off and straight to the parts that most people don't speak of, let us know, you know what I mean? Because some people can know.
No, we haven't really.
We can talk about ourselves.
You should see the looks on their faces. You should see they're like, oh no.
I can tell what you that this? I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
But when okay, that's I a safe place to start. Italy.
Yeah.
I was probably drunk every single day.
Oh really?
When I was in Italy. every activity that I drink that
is
that
dope.
I went to
I love that. I love that.
Like, you know,
a glass of wine.
Alcohol. Wine pairing. They call
wine
it pairing.
There's nothing that you don't eat that doesn't come with a glass of something.
Yeah.
So Italy was
that is dope. I like that. I know a few people who amazing. I know a few people who just heard that and just loved Italy a lot.
Remember Dubai.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve was awesome. That's all we have to say.
New Year's Eve in Dubai, huh?
Okay. No. But the thing is that not even it's a really clean story. Remember in Dubai, it really is. No, Grant is looking for a dirty story. It really is.
I'm
a
not
clean
looking
story.
For a dirty story.
Let her tell the story.
I'm just glad she's. She led with that.
Yes,
that's
it
cool.
was New Year's Eve. No, but it's the experiences, you know, and the
of
people that you come across when you're traveling.
Yeah.
It was New Year's Eve. We didn't book a party on time, you know.
Yeah.
And now everything is just so full. And here's this place, Cafe Del Mar. And
hello.
Everyone's just having such an awesome time.
Yeah.
And you just walk in there and you feel like, yo.
That's great.
I want to be there.
I want that's to great. Be there. You know, there's this Jumeirah beach walk. Nice. And you get all these people in these insanely fancy, super souped up sports cars.
That's
you know,
right.
With
that's right.
And all sorts of things, and they're like all going in there.
That's
and we're
fantastic.
Like going in there. We're like, oh guys, please, New Year's Eve. They're like, no, it's full. We're like, we're from South Africa. They're like, oh okay. And they're like, and we're like, how much? And it was just so much money. So it's not what we had on us. So Sophie's sister's like, okay guys, I've got my bank card here, so let's go withdraw money and you can give it to me later.
Hello.
We get to the ATM looking for the card. Nothing, you know, just looking for the card frantically.
Yeah,
everything keeps on falling
onto
on the
floor,
you know. And there's this guy patiently waiting.
Yeah,
you know, picks
a very
up
cute
the stuff.
Guy.
Yeah, puts the stuff back in the bag. Know? And then the stuff falls out again. I don't know how, you know. And it's like, no, I'll wait. We're like.
That is so dope.
We don't have a card. Not catfishing. We don't have a card and we wanna go and party. This guy's like, oh, okay. I'm all by myself and I'm looking to have a great time too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm just waiting for my girlfriend. She's waiting, so she's working. So while she's working,
let's go hang out.
We can go hang out. We're like, well, we left two more people in there. Sophie and Fancy. So he's like, oh, okay, you know, we get there and he gets us the tickets in there, you know, not expecting anything.
Yeah,
you know, so,
yeah.
And we're sharing stories and we're dancing.
That is so dope.
Happy New Year. He's gone. We gone.
That is so cool.
You know, that was a New Year's Eve made.
I think
that's
exactly
what traveling stories are made.
Yeah. I absolutely love that. I love that so much. And every time I've ever encountered stuff like that overseas, I've always thought it would be really cool for someone else. Like I really want for someone else to experience that as well. Mm. Which I guess is what you guys are doing. So I think that's really, really great. And I'm excited for you guys. Here's what I wanted to ask you guys. I mean, you guys coming from a branding background, right? How do people kind of interact with your brand, you know? So because I've got Kelvin once again asking me from Botswana, how do they get hold of you, right? So where do we find the brand? Well, how do we interact with the brand? You know what I mean?
We have a Instagram page.
Yeah,
you can find us at Travel Bug Stockville.
Yeah.
And on our page, there's
At Travelbug Stockville on Instagram.
On Instagram, and we have a link to our website where you can get all the information about the upcoming trip to the south of France.
Hello. Hello, Ken.
Ken.
In September. Don't miss out.
Saint-Tropez. We will be living that life.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
There are no numbers that you guys can put out that people can call if they want to find out anything?
No, they can email us.
Yeah.
At travelbugs. What?
Stockfell, travelbugstockfell@gmail.com.
That's what's up. I hope you guys got that. Travelbugstockfell@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Cliffcentral.com, G-Man the Ant-Man. We want to be at the beginning of dope things so that, you know, when you come back to the show, we can say, remember that time, guys? When I told you guys this shit is the future. But yeah, man, I think that's really, really amazing, guys. And you know what? Once again, the time has flown. I can't believe that you know, the hour's almost done. I feel like we were just getting to the juicy the juicy stuff that I think a lot of people, you know, will associate with traveling. A lot of people who have not traveled will want to know about. So I'm hoping that a lot of you guys are going to go out there and find out as much as you can about the Travelbug Stockfell and about the ladies as well, you know, and kind of just get yourself out there. Like I said, you don't have to wait until you win a Ken Gold for your agency to pay for you to go to Ken. It is completely possible for you to take yourself to Ken. You don't necessarily have to, you know what I mean?
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
You don't have to see Beyonce on your TV. You can go to where Beyonce and is there and it watch is, ladies her and gentlemen. Live.
And there it is. So that's right. You can go watch Beyonce live. I think that's really, really awesome. And you know, I think it's when you put it in perspective like that for people that it doesn't just be like you're going to save money and going to spend it somewhere. No, you're creating memories that are going to live with you forever. Like, you know, going to see Beyonce live. Like going into a party with a strange Arab man. Like, you know what I mean? And getting drunk in Italy when you don't even drink. So I think that's the stuff that travel does, and that's the stuff that how it opens up your life. So I hope you got all those details, guys. And I hope that you guys are out there trying to start booking. Give these ladies a call and start booking your part in the Travelbug Stockfell. It's been another amazing show. It's been a really, really great show. Enjoyed the first half where we spoke to Neil Mashiko as well, where he told us about everything that just happened to him. So congratulations to him one more time. Enjoyed having the ladies in the studio thoroughly. I think it was a really, really great experience as well. That is probably going to be the equivalent of traveling, you know, because you get to travel with these two people. You know what I mean? If you got a sense, a small taste of what it's going to be like to travel with these ladies, I think it's going to be really, really cool. So yeah, get yourself the podcast. Go to cliffcentral.com and get the podcast. I don't swear a lot. I swear once or twice. So you can play it for your mom, and you can play it around the house, and play it around the agency. Let the creatives know that they can travel, guys. It's an important part of what we do, so we can stop making ads of black people dancing, and we can stop making the ads that are just people in offices, because those are the only experiences we have. So I think that it's important for us to get out there. And you know what? I think when you do get a hold of them, ask them whether they are able to sort something out for you, even just traveling within the country. You know, because even that's an important thing that I think a lot of us need to get into. So yeah, have yourself a dope week of advertising. Take care of those briefs. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. And like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom! G-Man, the ad man.
Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.